Section 3. West Virginia emerges from a worldwide pandemic to find a bright future. In late 2019, a virus, a tiny infectious agent that can grow and multiply only in living cells and that causes important diseases in plants and animals, that was first identified in China, resulted in the first worldwide pandemic in almost 100 years. A pandemic is an outbreak of a disease that occurs over a wide geographic area and affects a significant proportion of the population. The respiratory illness COVID-19, which was caused by a coronavirus, first appeared in the United States in January 2020. 3 months later, the first case was reported in West Virginia. Before the official end of the pandemic, thousands of West Virginians and hundreds of thousands of Americans had died from its effects. The fact that the virus was extremely contagious resulted in significant changes in the way people lived. In an attempt to keep people safe from the virus, rules restricting where they could go and what they could do were put in place. West Virginia was praised for many of the practices it put in place during the pandemic, which officially ended on May 11, 2023. The beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. As Donald Trump was beginning the last year of his 4-year term as president, something happened that would impact countries worldwide. On December 31, 2019, China announced the discovery of a cluster of pneumonia cases that were believed to have begun in a lab in Wuhan. However, no one is certain that this is the location of the virus that would result in the first worldwide pandemic in almost 100 years. The first American case of the disease, later named COVID-19, was reported on January 20, 2020, and was declared a public health emergency on January 31st. To isolate the virus, restrictions were placed on flights arriving from China, but the initial U.S. response to the pandemic was otherwise slow in preparing the healthcare system, stopping other travel, and developing tests to diagnose the disease and vaccines to prevent it. The first known American deaths occurred in February. In late February, President Trump proposed allocating $2.5 billion to fight the outbreak. Even though Trump declared a national emergency on March 13th, he had no specific plans for a nationwide response to the virus. From January to mid-March 2020, the national government consistently downplayed the threat posed by COVID-19 to the United States, releasing many optimistic public statements. By March 2020, however, the government had adopted a more somber tone and acknowledged for the first time that COVID-19 was not under control. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, recommended people practice social distancing and wear face masks in public. Many people chose not to take these precautions. West Virginia's response to COVID-19. With little guidance from Washington, D.C., states began taking their own measures to combat COVID-19. In Shepherdstown on March 17, 2020, West Virginia became the last state in the nation to report a confirmed case of COVID-19. On March 22, the state documented 16 cases of the disease. On March 29, it reported its first COVID-19 death, an 88-year-old woman from Marion County. By the end of March, the state announced that 4,143 persons had been tested in West Virginia, 162 positive, 3,981 negative, and one death. The highest numbers of positive cases were in Kanawha and Monongalia counties. Throughout 2020, West Virginia took steps to lessen the opportunities for the spread of the virus. Daily briefings and a website kept people updated on the spread of the virus, as well as steps to take to prevent it. West Virginia Governor Jim Justice mandated through executive order that people not gather in public places. On March 13th, he ordered all schools across the state to close indefinitely beginning on March 16th. Shortly thereafter, the governor ordered casinos, bars, and courthouses to shut down and restaurants to close their dining rooms. Before the end of March, he urged all West Virginians to stay home as much as possible. On April 21st, Justice announced that all pre-kindergarten through 12th grade schools in West Virginia would remain closed for the rest of the 2019-2020 academic year. Business closures, especially in retail and manufacturing sectors, meant that thousands of workers became unemployed. On April 23rd, Governor Justice announced that Workforce West Virginia, with assistance from the West Virginia National Guard, had successfully cleared a backlog of more than 150,000 unemployment claims pending since March the 1st. The day before, April 22nd, West Virginia was ranked number one in the nation for creating the best response to the COVID-19 pandemic. As fall approached, the governor turned his attention to school openings. The state chose to create a color-coded map of the 55 counties. The map would determine which counties could be open or closed a week at a time. The color-coded system was driven by data and science to monitor the level of COVID-19 in each county. The system was based on each county's number of new daily cases per 100,000 people on a 7-day rolling average. In an email from the White House sent to all 50 state governors' offices, Dr. Deborah Birx, Coronavirus Response Coordinator for the White House Coronavirus Task Force, specifically highlighted Governor Justice's and West Virginia's county alert system as a leading practice for other national leaders to emulate as they made decisions about their school reentry plans. Long-awaited vaccines became available before the end of the year. A vaccine is a preparation of killed, weakened, or fully infectious microbes that is injected to produce or increase immunity to a particular disease. On December 11, 2020, Governor Justice announced that Pfizer vaccines would come soon to West Virginia, and the first ones arrived on December 14th. The vaccine deployment was prioritized for hospital and long-term care facilities before the end of 2020. On December 30, 2020, Justice announced that all elementary and middle schools would reopen to full-time, in-person instruction beginning January 19, 2021. He also announced that most high schools would reopen unless they were in counties the Department of Health and Human Resources classified as red on the County Alert System map. Nearly 3 weeks later, on January 19, 2021, all public and private pre-K, elementary, and middle schools in West Virginia were required to resume full-time, in-person, or hybrid, at least 2 in-person days every week, instruction, regardless of their county's transmission rates. High schools were still required to close if they were in counties the Department of Health and Human Resources classified as red in the County Alert System map. Finally, on March 24, 2021, the governor ordered all schools, regardless of grade or county transmission levels, to reopen for in-person learning 5 days a week. At the end of the school year, all West Virginia schools provided in-person learning. The year 2021 was mostly filled with plans to vaccinate the citizens of West Virginia to keep them from contracting the virus or to lessen the severity of the disease for those who might still contract it. In 2022, COVID-19 illness was less severe and less deadly compared to 2020 and 2021, and no new variant emerged with the capacity to fuel a major wave of cases. Contributing factors to these positive developments include unprecedented advances in vaccine technology that allow for rapid updates to protect against new strains, more effective treatment including vaccines and boosters, oral antivirals, and home test kits, growing population immunity to the virus. Rebuilding the nation after COVID. A national election was held on November 3, 2020, during the first full year of the pandemic. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris were elected to succeed Donald Trump and Mike Pence and lead the nation through the final 2.5 years of COVID-19. On January 30, 2023, 2 years after President Biden was sworn in, he announced the COVID-19 public health emergency declaration would end on May 11, 2023. By then, COVID had become less of a disruption in our lives, making it possible to resume pre-pandemic activities like travel, attending large events, and attending school in person and unmasked. Enough immunity was built to allow life to return to normal in many ways without surges in the number of deaths. Shortly before his inauguration as the 46th President of the United States, Biden laid out several goals for his Build Back Better agenda. Some of those goals have positively impacted West Virginia's economic growth. The American Rescue Plan and Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act have brought billions of federal dollars, created jobs, and upgraded dated infrastructure in the state. The American Rescue Plan was a COVID-19 pandemic relief bill. This bill, signed into law on March 11, 2021, gave West Virginia around $4 billion of vital assistance to rebuild after the health and economic crises caused by COVID-19. Cities and counties received $678,782,446 from that funding to be administered by local governments. For the first time, cities and counties got direct relief funding from the federal government. These funds could only be used for the following purposes: to respond to a public health emergency related to COVID-19 or its negative economic impacts, including assistance to households, small businesses, and nonprofits, or aid to impacted industries such as tourism, travel, and hospitality; to respond to workers performing essential work during the COVID-19 public health emergency by providing premium pay to eligible workers of the metropolitan city, non-entitlement unit of local government, or county who were performing such essential work, or by providing grants to eligible employers that had eligible workers who performed essential work; for the provision of government services to the extent of the reduction in revenue of such metropolitan city, non-entitlement unit of local government, or county due to the COVID-19 public health emergency relative to revenues collected in the most recent full fiscal year of the metropolitan city, non-entitlement unit of local government, or county before the emergency; to make necessary investments in water, sewer, or broadband infrastructure. The Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, also known as the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law, was signed into law by President Joe Biden on November 15, 2021. Build Back Better mandates included $9.5 billion of direct investment in roads and bridges, water infrastructure, internet access, public transit, clean buses, electrical vehicle charging, and clean energy and power. Some specifically identified projects include the I-79 Chaplain Hill Gateway, Appalachian Hydrogen Hub, Raleigh County Memorial Airport Project, WV-14 Improvements, Southeast West Virginia Middle Mile Connect, and Brownfields Cleanup Project. The state made progress from dollars received by March 7, 2024 in several areas. Roads and bridges. There are 1,461 bridges and over 3,235 miles of highway in poor condition in West Virginia. This law will rebuild roads and includes the single largest dedicated bridge investment since the construction of the interstate highway system. West Virginia will receive $2.4 billion for roads, bridges, roadway safety, and other major projects. The Department of Transportation awarded over $54 million to the Monongalia County Commission for the I-79 Chaplain Hill Gateway Project. The project will replace the I-79 bridges over Chaplain Hill Road, reconstruct an interchange and overpass, and construct a bicycle and pedestrian pathway between the Star City Bridge and the regional rail-to-trail network. Other projects include Wheeling Downtown Corridor improvements. The U.S. Department of Transportation awarded the West Virginia Department of Transportation $16.2 million to help reinvigorate the 2-mile corridor in downtown Wheeling by expanding transportation options and access to the growing downtown area. The West Virginia Department of Transportation was awarded $88 million for the Market Street Bridge Replacement Project in East Steubenville, West Virginia, and Steubenville, Ohio, to replace a historic bridge built in 1904. The damaged bridge could not meet current capacity and was at the end of its useful life. The replacement bridge will allow for the safer and more efficient movement of people and goods along this regionally significant route, connecting communities in the region and supporting its economic livelihood. Water infrastructure. This law represents the largest investment in water infrastructure in American history. It includes the first ever dedicated federal funding to replace lead service lines and address dangerous PFAS chemicals, per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, a group of synthetic chemicals widely used in consumer products to create water, stain, and heat-resistant properties. PFAS chemicals are often referred to as forever chemicals because they do not break down easily in the environment and can accumulate in the body and ecosystem. Examples include nonstick cookware coatings, waterproof clothing, firefighting foams, and food packaging materials. The state has received $267 million for this project. Of this amount, $57 million is dedicated to lead pipe and service line replacement, with the other $62 million for safe drinking water investments that can also support lead pipe replacement. Internet access. High-speed internet is necessary for Americans to do their jobs, participate in school, access health care, and stay connected. Yet over 271,624 homes and small businesses in West Virginia do not have access to high-speed internet infrastructure. This law invests $65 billion to provide affordable, high-speed internet throughout the state. West Virginia has received $1.3 billion for high-speed internet, and it has received another $25.1 million to provide middle-mile broadband infrastructure, the physical fiber optic infrastructure that enables internet connectivity without connecting directly to any end-user location. Middle-mile infrastructure is often referred to as the interstate highways of the internet, carrying large amounts of data at high speeds to connect entire communities. Appalachian Power was awarded $25 million to provide middle-mile infrastructure in Raleigh, Mercer, McDowell, Wyoming, and Summers counties. Public transit. The law makes the largest investment in public transit in U.S. history. Based on formula funding alone, West Virginia would receive approximately $195 million over 5 years. This funding will expand transportation options and attract more commuters. Currently, 34% of transit vehicles in the state are past their useful life. To date, West Virginia has been allocated $97.4 million to improve public transportation. Clean buses. This law invests over $10 billion for clean public transit and school buses. This includes a $5 billion investment over 5 years to replace existing school buses with zero-emission and low-emission models. The use of clean school buses promotes cleaner air, reduces health risks, and reduces greenhouse gas emissions. To date, the state has been awarded $20.5 million through the Environmental Protection Agency's Clean School Bus Program. Electric vehicle charging. The law invests $7.5 billion to build the first ever national network of electric vehicle (EV) chargers in the United States and is a critical part of President Biden's plan to address the climate crisis and support domestic manufacturing jobs. Through the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Program alone, West Virginia should expect to receive roughly $46 million in funding over 5 years to support the expansion of electric vehicle charging in the state. To date, West Virginia has been awarded $26.2 million to build a network of EV chargers in the state. Clean energy and power. Power outages cost the U.S. economy about $150 billion annually. This law makes a historic investment to upgrade our power infrastructure by making the grid more resilient and building thousands of miles of new transmission lines to deliver clean, affordable electricity. The law also makes a historic investment in clean energy technologies like advanced nuclear and clean hydrogen weatherization. These investments will improve the energy efficiency of homes and lower energy costs for impacted households by an average of $372 per year. Approximately $123.2 million has been allocated to West Virginia at this time. The Appalachian Hydrogen Hub, discussed in detail in Chapter 3, will help the nation lead in the advancement of the hydrogen economy while reducing emissions and pollution that have long affected air quality. The Department of Energy is awarding up to $925 million to the project. Airports. According to some rankings, no U.S. airports rank in the top 25 airports worldwide. This law invests $26 billion in airports to replace and modernize airport infrastructure. This will help the United States become more economically competitive globally, create good jobs, and revitalize and support a more efficient and enhanced traveler experience. The Department of Transportation awarded the Raleigh County Memorial Airport Project $1 million to expand its terminal by 1,630 square feet to accommodate a 50-seat hold room, accessible restrooms, and energy efficiency improvements. To date, West Virginia has received approximately $42.6 million for airports. Ports and waterways. The ports and waterways in the United States require repair and investment. This law invests $17 billion in port infrastructure to strengthen our supply chains, address maintenance backlogs, and reduce congestion and emissions near ports, ultimately helping our country move goods faster and at a lower cost. West Virginia has received about $7.2 million for ports and waterways. A final note. West Virginia has a long and varied history. From its beginning as a vast, forested wilderness, it has evolved into a diverse state that respects its past while looking to the future. Throughout West Virginia's history, its natural beauty and the beauty of its people have played a major role in shaping the state. The state's geographical features have attracted people, from its mountains to its lush valleys, to its numerous rivers and lakes. Although some of the state's natural beauty has been sacrificed to industrial development, conscientious efforts have been made to preserve the natural environment. The preservation efforts have resulted in a tourist industry that markets the state as almost heaven. Besides the appeal of the natural environment, the beauty of its people, including the pride that West Virginians have demonstrated in their state and nation, has gained the respect and attention of others. West Virginians have historically shown their patriotism by fighting to protect their freedom and way of life. The beauty of West Virginia's people is reflected in their friendliness and care for others. West Virginians are quick to smile, to say hello, and to offer help to anyone in need. It has been noted that West Virginians always take care of their own, whether a family member, a neighbor, or a stranger in another part of the state. During hard times, they readily contribute money, food, time, and anything else needed to relieve suffering and stress. As a young West Virginian, reflect on the state's history and character that have made it what it is today. As you grow into adulthood, strive to become an active citizen by staying informed and voicing your opinions. If you do that, you may one day be able to say that you too have played a role in shaping the state's past and contributing to its future.